Welcome to worship on this first Sunday of 2021. And today in the Christian calendar, we celebrate Epiphany. And traditionally, we think together of the story of those travellers from the East who came to worship Jesus following the star. I hope that whatever you were able to do in the real world or virtually online or on the telephone over Christmas brought some joy and comfort and love into your life. And today, as we come to worship, God calls us his children. Listen to these words. Wise God, you are older than the ages and you dance in the starlight and you love us. Wise God, you share your bed with strangers and you welcome little children and you understand us. Wise God, you wrestle with the powerful and you comfort all who need you and you disturb us. Wise God, shining in the darkness, seen by those who love you, found by those who seek you. We are here to learn from you. Kings and nations, weak and powerful, all are coming to meet with God. Sons and daughters, rich and needy, all are coming to meet with God. Strong and mighty, weak and gentle, all are coming to meet with God. Starshine, moonshine, sunshine, we will walk with God. Mountains, main roads, side tracks, we will walk with God. Questions, answers, mysteries, we will walk with God. Backwards, onwards, homewards, we will walk with God. We worship together now.
Chapter 12, verses 1 to 12. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." He answered, Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. Or haven't you read in the law that the priests on Sabbath duty in the temple desecrate the Sabbath, and yet are innocent? I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what these words mean, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," you would not have condemned the innocent, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Thanks be to God.
In our reading this morning, we heard these words. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. On this Epiphany Sunday, we remember the story of those wise travellers from the East. And they're sometimes referred to in the Bible as magi or as wise men. Those of you who were following the church Facebook page through Advent will remember the wandering wise men and some of the travels that they were on with the families in our church. And it was lovely not only to engage with the story of these wise men, but also to see the things that we can understand and learn through their story for our own circumstances and life today. And so on this Epiphany Sunday, we explore together what it means to journey with those magi. What does it mean in our own lives to look forward in faith in all that we do? This is a meditation, journeying with the Magi. They set out to follow a star. God is found in the moments of wonder that make us stop and ponder the mystery. What have been your own awakening moments of wonder that have led you deeper into the mystery of faith? The star's light was seen in the darkness. In their darker moments, these travellers trusted that the light was still to be found. Consider for a moment the ways that you have experienced the dark. Where and how did you recognise light in that darkness? The Magi asked questions when they were lost, continuing to try to make sense of where they were being led. They looked for help. What are the questions that you live with? And who are the wise people that God has put in your path to help you on the journey? Who have you been able to help on their journey? They travelled together. Now, we don't know how many of them there were. The Bible speaks about three gifts, but not three wise men. But we can imagine a little community of them travelling together and sharing the experience. Maybe this year, more than any other, we've had to consider what it means to be a community of faith scattered and not able to meet as regularly. What it means to be community for our neighbours and those who have struggled during these recent months. And perhaps thinking forward, what will be the lessons that we have learned about community, about the need that we all have to belong? Where do you feel that you belong? And how do we help others to know that they belong? They met King Herod on the way. For his own reasons of power and control, he tried to deceive them. And we need to recognise ourselves, the twisted value systems of our world, and not get caught up in them or misled by them. There are different ways that we can be pulled off course. And to help us to stay on course, we need one another in the fellowship of the church, the guiding of God's Holy Spirit within us, God's word to soak into our lives, and signs of God's presence all around us. They bow down in adoration. Falling on their knees, they worship the baby king. This was a moment beyond intellectual understanding. It was a moment of recognition. We can imagine that moment for ourselves as they knelt and looked in wonder. When was the last time that you knelt in wonder? What is it that brings wonder into our lives? And what about the wonder there is in our faith? So much more to discover as we trust God and follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. They offered their gifts to be in his presence, demanded a response, an offering of themselves and of their gifts. We all have gifts that God has given us to share with one another, to build one another up. What are your gifts? Give thanks to God for them. If you're not sure, take a moment to reflect on what it might be that you can give to the world and offer to the newborn king. In a dream, they were shown the truth. Because of the danger, they were warned to return by a different way. God comes and speaks to us in different ways. It could be in a dream, or as we read the Bible, as we speak to another person, as we reflect quietly, as we go about our daily business. Think of the ways that you have known God speaking to you. and be open, because God is always reaching out to us, sharing his truth and his way. Let's name and give thanks for a moment of wonder. Let's resolve to offer our gifts this year to others in Christ's name. Let's be aware of the darkness in us and in the world around us and pray for light. Let's name our companions on the journey and give thanks to God for them. May we, like those first travellers, seek and find in this year as we trust in God, as we look to Christ and follow in his footsteps, guided by the Spirit. Amen.